This is Trouble.
And make it double.
This is Robin Marsh.
And Maya Scott.
And this is episode 2, The Art of Sex.
We are back with episode 2. This is Robin Marsh and Maya Scott. And today, we are going to be talking about the art of sex.
The art of sex?
The art of sex. How do you think, Scott, how do you view sex? Let's hear your opinion first.
I don't have a whole lot of views about sex because I don't have sex. I mean, because, like, it's all, obviously when you haven't done it before, it's pretty scary. And I was very scared when I first got, I could have had the chance to do it, but it was honestly kind of scary. It's still kind of scary now, but I might, I don't know, it's just, sex is very intimate, obviously. It's very scary, it's very personal, and I think, honestly, I kind of don't like, I don't think I really even, I like the idea of just having, like, flings with people and that kind of stuff, you know, but I think I would be more comfortable if I was actually in a relationship with someone, because when you're comfortable with someone, then you feel like messing up and having sharing a laugh with someone when you queef. Like, and like when you mess up or something, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Then I would feel a lot more comfortable if it's like with someone I know like pretty well.
Yeah, of course.
So.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, I haven't had a whole lot of experiences with it, of obviously. Course. So. But it was just very scary and nerve-wracking.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Sex? Are you?
I'm done.
Sex? Oh. Okay, so here's my backstory. Okay, it's a little bit of a tragic backstory.
Oh.
But, so, I think most people know that I just lost my virginity this year. Okay? Which is insane to believe.
You got a cake for it, too.
No one believed me. Yeah, I did get a cake. But no one believed me when I used to say, like, oh, I'm a virgin. Because, look, I mean, I'm a very hyper... I wouldn't say I'm hypersexual, but there's a big chunk of me that is very sexual. And not even, like, just, like, jokingly.
I didn't believe that you were a virgin at first, too. And you were, like, trying to explain to me why you couldn't. I was like, huh?
Doesn't make sense, but now you understand.
I understand, now.
But, so I didn't have sex till June 8th, 2021. Actual sex. And it was like a weight lifted off my shoulders. Because I was so insecure about the fact that I just, like, couldn't have sex. Mm-hmm. I was so insecure about it. I've gotten broken up with because I couldn't have sex. Okay? It was a huge deal for me. When I first lost my virginity, it was like a whole new playing field opened up for me. And now, oh my god, sex is still mind-blowing to me. It's still, like, completely something. I genuinely thought I was never gonna have sex. I genuinely believed I was going to die never having sex. Because I just didn't think it was possible.
Mm-hmm.
Till it happened. But I just, every time I have sex now, it's still, like, even if it's shitty, even if it's bad, it's still, like, such an experience for me. And I love it. Every waking
every
moment.
Second.
And I guess I'm not a person who's shy, so, like, when you say, like, oh, it's nerve-wracking, I don't really experience that unless they're, like, a 10.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm fucking someone that hot, yeah, I'm gonna get nervous. But most of my hoes are, like, 7s, so I don't really have to worry. I like
it's
them
not
that
too nerve-wracking for you.
Because I prefer them, like, I don't like them, like, super attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it's just easier to, like, okay, if you mess up, oh, it's fine. Like,
yeah.
I think there's, like, 2 people in the world who've heard me queef, like you said.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard you queef.
Well, because we've never had sex.
I know, but
because you don't have a penis to make me queef.
I know, but I'm just saying, the amount of time we spend together, I think it would be nice.
I don't know. Well, it's nice that you think that.
I just feel like I'd be
it's
closer
so kind
with you.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, we're not... So, I've come to the conclusion, unless a hoe pisses me off, I'm not name-dropping. Because, even though I want to. But
it's too
intimate. The guy who I lost my virginity to has heard me queef, and then my favorite hockey hoe from Anchorage, not the most recent one.
Oh.
Yeah. Those two have heard me queef. I don't know about anyone else. I can't remember. Those are the only time I remember. Nah.
No.
He doesn't last long enough to hear me queef.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh.
That's so sad.
I know, it's tragic, because he would be the best sex I had, because his dick is, like, perfect size.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect size.
Maybe he just needs to train more.
He doesn't last long enough.
Is it because he's, like, didn't like jack off before or something?
He did till he said he jacked off earlier that day, and he still only lasted like, well, it was fast. It was longer than the first time. It was like 2 minutes, maybe 3.
Mm.
4 would be pushing it.
Why is he jacking off before?
Well, it wasn't like, it was like the morning, because every time I hook up with him, it's like spur of the fucking moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. But anyway, where are we going with this? Yeah. So sex to me is still. It's absolutely mind-blowing. It's like, imagine if you couldn't walk your entire life. And then all of a sudden, one day, you can walk. You're gonna love walking.
You know, like, the priest, like, grants, like, the little girl in a wheelchair, like, the gift of walking. It's like, she can fuck again.
She can fuck, literally. It's like, the guy who I lost my virginity to changed my fucking world. Flipped my entire life upside down. I'm so much more confident
and
now.
He's the most average bitch you'll ever see.
He is pretty average.
He is the worst person you can ever look at. Why are you doing that?
The guy I lost my virginity to, I will not let anyone slander him. Like my ex, he was.
Oh, yeah.
So I dated this guy for 2 years. Not 2 years. Like one.
It was
like almost. One and then 1 year of just like not dating, but like we were still talking and mm-hmm. still like expecting things out of each other. It was terrible. But so he tried to say something about the guy I lost my virginity to, and I flipped my shit on him. I was like, you will not fucking speak about him in that manner.
That's so funny.
I know, because I know that man would, the guy who I lost my virginity to, he wouldn't give a shit if anyone said anything like
he
that.
Would never do.
He would that's never ever
for you.
Never,
for you,
he would not even. If I died, he wouldn't care.
He would be the one talking shit about you.
Yeah, I know. He has. And that's fine. But he literally called me fat sophomore year.
Yeah, like you put these people on such high pedestals.
Well, I mean, he changed my life. That's the only reason. I know he's like literally a 7. Not even. I'd say
not
6
even
and
a
7.
Half. Not even a 6.
To you.
To me.
To me, he's. To me, he's gorgeous.
Everything.
I will not let my ex talk shit about any of my hoes.
Because he can't get hoes.
He can't get hoes because he's a virgin.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. Anyway, let's not talk about that. But yeah, to me, I just really. Like I said in the first episode, I choose to have sex with people that I would tell people I had sex with. Because sex, to me, it's such a publicity thing. It's such, like, a social thing for me. Mm-hmm. It's not even really about the pleasure. It's just about, like, doing it. Even if it's bad.
Yeah.
Like, I still did it. It's like I said, not being able to walk. Even if you have a bad walk, you still walked.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? It for a long time, it was like that. Recently, I've only been hooking up with people that I've hooked up with before. Just because I kind of, like, lost the high, I guess you could say. Because, like, after I lost my virginity, boom. Bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Bodies, bodies, bodies. I literally was having sex, like, 4 times a week. Like.
Oh, yeah. We were having calls about that, like, almost every day.
Oh, my God. It was almost an everyday thing for, mm-hmm. like, a few months after I lost my virginity. Then I kind of was like, okay. Kind of.
Simmer down.
Let's simmer down a little bit. Bodies, bodies, bodies. Bodies, like, literally 3-4 times a week, but now I'm just kind of, like,
yeah,
I mean, I had sex a week ago, now I have, you know,
yeah,
it's kind of just, like, you know,
yeah,
if I'm in the mood.
It's, like, the sense of familiarity.
Yeah, it's kind of, like, and plus, I've really only been hooking up with, like, my regulars,
mm-hmm.
like, my favorite, not favorites, but, you know, people I'm comfortable, very comfortable with, just because sometimes I'm just not in the mood to, like, mentally prepare myself to meet someone else.
Because
when you're off that high, it's kind of a little more difficult.
Mm-hmm. I think, like, also another reason I couldn't do flings is because I kind of need the, like, intimacy afterwards. Because, like, the first time, the guy, he was really nice because, like, we talked and, like, we actually, like, cuddled.
Of course.
And that was really nice. And I'm not going to, I don't think I'm going to get that from, like, every other fling, you know, because, like, being naked and so on and doing that kind of stuff.
Being vulnerable, yeah.
Yeah, like, I kind of need the, like, reassurance that, like, I did okay and that, like, like, everything, like,
everything's okay.
Because I need constant reassurance because I'm fucking insecure and I just, I don't know. Because, like I said, it has to be with someone that, like, I'm like, in a relationship maybe.
Exactly.
You know? And, like, I could probably build a relationship, you know? Like, no strings attached, but, like, I don't think I want to do that. That's too much work.
No, that's totally valid.
That's totally valid.
No, like, but, like, genuinely, I think, for me personally, I don't need aftercare. Mm-hmm. Because I don't give a shit about, like, 90% of my hoes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, like, the same thing for me, I guess. Not the same thing, but, like, I'm totally fine with putting my clothes back on and you leaving. That's mm-hmm. fine. I don't care. Because I'm just here to fuck too. Mm-hmm. I don't care about you or your feelings. I don't.
I'm the exact opposite. Well, like, cause
you're a caring person.
I wasn't like expecting like a relationship from him, you know. No, but like, course. I like the idea of him caring and liking me. You know, I didn't care, like,
exactly
if like he wanted to date. You know,
yeah,
but
yeah,
like,
no.
I like it when they like me. Like, when...
Well, of course.
Like, if I ever watch porn or something, I was like, I wonder if they like each other.
You're insane.
I like it when they like each other.
I'm
a hopeless romantic, what can I say?
I am so far from a hopeless romantic. I'm a fuck boy at this point.
Yeah.
At this point, and that sounds so cheesy, but at this point,
I'm reclaiming it.
I'm reclaiming the term fuck boy because I know for a fact... I'm not emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have had hoes since 8th grade.
You've been in the game.
I have been in the fucking game since I was in 8th grade. I have been dogging these fucking hoes. Using them. Abusing them. Not caring about their feelings since I was in 8th grade. So, it does take time. Mm-hmm. Especially, like, when you first start having sex. It's kind of hard to, like... Even though I can't imagine how it would be if I didn't understand that already.
Yeah.
If I didn't understand, like, they, you know, it's not an emotional connection.
Right.
It's still hard sometimes. Sometimes, especially with some of my favorite hoes. Sometimes it gets hard. Like, you're like, oh, I want to talk to them more. Like, right. I would genuinely, like, be okay with, like, you know, this going somewhere. But at the same time, you have to understand that consent is important. And if they don't want to go there, then that's fine, and we can carry on with what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes they fuck you so good, you're like, oh my god, I want this forever. Like, I could settle for this one, you know, but...
I'll settle for this one.
Or I would.
Well, like, because, like, that one guy, literally afterwards, he explained stocks to me, and I was perfectly fine with it, because I was like, oh, he wants to talk to me.
Yeah, explaining the stock market, oh my god.
And, like, he was, like, explaining, like, all of his tattoos. I'm like, wow, that's a really stupid reason, he's talking to me, so, like.
Exactly, you know, it's nice that he did that, especially since mm-hmm. it was your first time.
Yeah.
Doing stuff.
Because, I think he knew, too.
Yeah, well, that's really good, because, you know, I'm okay, like I said, I'm okay with you wanting to leave the second we're done, because I kind of want to leave too. Sometimes I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, that was a 5.
Yeah.
5 out of 10. That was kind of not. That didn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Okay, get the fuck out of my car, you know. But, you know, sometimes. If you want to talk, that's great. I'm okay to talk.
Yeah.
Cause like that one guy that he's canceled now, but.
Oh yeah.
He hung out with me for, like, 4 hours in my car after we were done.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, talking. And, mm-hmm. like, we really, like, clicked. And I was like, okay, this is cool.
That was, like, a good friendship.
It was a good friendship because, oh, my God, his dick was so good.
You can't compliment him too much.
I know. He's trouble, but...
Awful.
He fucked me good, and then we, like, talked. And it was good. I'm okay with that, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about consent and what they want.
Right.
Because if you don't want to talk to me, I don't want to talk to you either. But if you want to talk, we can talk. I can talk to you all day.
I think another issue for me is like, I don't like people our age like that. Because I don't find a whole lot of people our age, like, that attractive. At yeah. least here, you mm-hmm. know. And whenever I do find someone, I do find, like, oh, he's cute. Mm-hmm. They live in, like, fucking Anchorage.
Of course.
Or some shit, you know.
Anchorage hoes hit different.
A lot of the time, they want me to go to them.
Oh, yeah.
In the dead fucking winter. Mm-mm. Where Anchorage doesn't plow their fucking roads. Mm-mm. I don't think so. Mm-mm. But...
Yeah, like I said, when I was first on that high, I think I went to Anchorage, like, 3 times.
Oh, yeah.
That was during, like, September. I think I caught the most bodies in September. Mm-hmm. I was on a rampage.
You had birthday sex for me.
Oh, I did. I was on a fucking rampage. So I went to Anchorage a few times. And, you know, I like driving, you know, whatever. It was, the roads were good. The roads were, you know, there was no snow in September, mm-hmm. so... I went to Anchorage, and the thing about Anchorage hoes, I think it's because, you know, I think I'm an attractive person, okay? They don't know anything about me. Mm. People in the valley know everything about me. So, it's kind of like, you know, there's a level of like, okay, I know what's going on. You know, I know who Robin is. Mm-hmm. I know what Robin is, okay? But, like, when you go to Anchorage, they don't know fucking shit about me.
You could be whoever you want to be.
I can be whoever I fucking want to be. And so they think, you know, well, she's so hot. They don't know I'm insane. They don't know I'm insane. And I don't have to be insane. So, mm-hmm. you know, I think that adds a level of like, oh, they... And then they stick around because they don't know who I am. They don't know what I am.
What I am.
I can be whoever I want. And they don't have
the socials to find out,
too. Exactly. Like, they don't have any connections with people from the valley, you know, other than whatever other valley hoes they have. But, yeah. But, Anchorage hoes, oh my god, they hit so different. Mostly because they're always, like, Anchorage hockey hoes. Oh my... Oh. Okay, everyone knows I'm an absolute fucking puck bunny. I'm an absolute slut for guys who play hockey. Anchorage hockey guys... make my pussy wet, bro. Not literally.
Ew.
But in my... They make my head pussy wet.
Your head pussy.
Like, my mind pussy. Because my... I don't get like wet for hoes. Mm. Okay, here's the secret. If you pull up on me and I'm, like, genuinely wet, I have feelings for you. That's a secret. I do not get wet for hoes. That's why I always have lube in my purse. Because I don't fucking like you and my pussy is dry as fuck. Because she doesn't like you. My pussy gets wet as shit... if I do like you, and I mean, she gets wet, but I don't like hoes. I have to have feelings for you if you want me to get wet. Period. End of story.
Period.
The art of sex. I think I love sex. Period. That's all.
I think sex will be fun once I get to it.
Okay, here's the, should we say the story? Should we say what we're gonna do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so my parents are leaving December 24th. My family's leaving. I'm gonna be home alone, okay? If you're listening to this and you're one of my hoes, hit me up, book an appointment. We're gonna be booked and busy, okay? There's gonna be hoe after hoe at my house, okay? We're hitting everyone this December, okay?
It's the holidays.
I'm running through my roster, I promise. But here's what's going to go down. So Scott's a virgin, right?
We've said that like 10 different times.
Okay, but I'm just reinstating so they know.
Scott's a virgin.
Okay, Scott's a virgin. Okay, I am not a virgin. I am very far from a virgin. Mm. So what we're going to do is I'm taking my absolute starter varsity hoe, okay? He has climbed the ranks. He's a ginger.
Ooh. Ooh.
He has absolutely proven himself. Other than not being able to last. But we're going to put some hope in him. He's going to come over and I am going to help him take Scott's virginity. I will not have a threesome with fucking anyone, okay? Unless it's like, it's if I'm invited, you know what I mean? But with Scott, it's different. Because, you know, everyone wants to have a threesome with us. Everyone asks for a threesome with us. But I will not make it happen for anyone but this guy. And not because I'm, like, a simp over him, but, like, genuinely I trust him. That's the only reason. Because, mm-hmm. like, my hoes are so insane sometimes that I would not let any of my hoes in the same vicinity as you.
Aww.
Because they're dirty, they're They're animals.
I would be petrified.
I would not bring them around you.
Yeah, I would hope not.
Because you're like, you have to remain protected. My hoes are dangerous, okay? They're like, seriously.
I don't like them.
But anyway, so what's going to happen is Scott's going to lose her virginity in my house to this guy. So it's going to be like a threesome, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't really know how it's going to work.
We high five.
We're going to high five. I think what he has in mind is he's going to have this, like, porno scenario. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, two best friends are, like, going down on me. Like, what? But it's not going to be like that at all. We're mm-hmm. going to be laughing at him. Because he's going to come.
Oh, my God.
What? That was so funny. The first time I fucked him, we've been hooking up since 2019, but the first time we actually had sex was in September. And I came to his house, whatever, like, laid on his bed. Whatever, right? And then we were fucking, I'm not even kidding, he put it in. I think we probably got like 10 strokes in. Like, I had just gotten comfortable and I was like, oh my God, this feels really good. Like, because I've known him for so long. Mm-hmm. And then he looks at me, I'm gonna come. I literally said, I was like, I like blinked, I was like, what? And then he pulled out and he came. And I was like, and I tried so, I was sitting, afterwards, like, he laid down with me, and I was sitting there trying not to laugh, because he told me I was gonna need a safe word. I was holding in my laughter. I was like, and I was like, when do you want me to leave? He's like, and I was like, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. I got in the car and I screamed. It was so funny.
That's,
and he knows that I made fun of him on my private story, too, and he still let me hit, like, what, last week?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So fucking, he's like, you made fun of me. I'm like, because it was funny. He got in the back of my car. He's like, what are we working with? Because I have a mattress in the back of my car. Because I like to fuck, right? He's like, what are we working with? He, like, put his hands down. He's like, memory foam.
He's so funny.
He's so funny. I love him.
That's the only thing I think I could
admit. Yeah, exactly. So we're gonna make it happen for Scott.
Gonna be such a fun,
it's gonna, like, be fun.
Like, fun, like, first sex, or, like, yeah. How'd you lose your virginity?
With Robin. With
my best friend.
With my best friend. I know, yeah. It's gonna be fun, and I trust him.
Mm-hmm. I think it'll be cute, because, like, you'll put it in.
I'm gonna put it in for her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's gonna be perfect.
Yeah.
And I told him, if it's not perfect, I said, this is her, I was texting him today, actually, and I was like, we need to have an actual conversation, because this is her first time, and if it does, I want it to go a certain way, and it's, you need to fucking do a good job. He's like, oh, it's the first time, so I can't, like, go crazy on her. I'm like, no. I will slap you, and I have slapped him. Genuinely. Because he pisses me off. But
pisses me off.
Yeah.
You hit him like a dog. He's like,
what? That's what I did. But anyway. So, sex, to me, is, at this point, it's like, it fuels my ego. It makes me feel powerful. What's that song?
I am woman.
I hate that song. That song
skip the TikTok immediately once I hear it.
That song makes me misogynistic.
I hate the singing, and I hate,
it's so chewy.
Like, and then the, like, little, like, pictures that they put in. Oh, no hate terrible. To those no, girls. No,
hate. I hate you.
No hate to those
absolute
girls.
Absolute hate and loathe. Hate, double hate, loathe entirely.
Wait, that one girl that we don't like.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh my God, when she did that.
If you have a hot cocoa bar in your house, I'm running through your fucking neighborhood, I'm breaking into your fucking house, and I'm robbing you. Because if you have enough money to have a fucking hot cocoa bar in your house, you have enough money for me to rob you, and you'll be fine afterwards. So you're on the rob list, bitch. Okay. And some of us are poor.
With the small business, though.
Oh, yeah, she's a small business owner. So. I'm gonna whoop your ass. I'm gonna break your fucking noggin, bitch.
You're going out of business.
You're going out of business. You're done.
You're done.
Okay, anyway. 25 minutes. Let's wrap this up.
And yeah, let's call it a night.
It's been a pleasure talking to you. As always, Robin Marsh.
And Maya Scott.
Next up, next episode. I think we're gonna do once a week.
Yeah, we'll do once a week.
Because this is once a week now.
Yeah.
Well. Thank you. If you're listening to this, I swear to God, if I have one more person text me, I love your podcast. Why?
Why? This is bad.
We'll get there. We'll get, like, when it was podcasting mics. That would be darling. We're gonna do, like, a video episode. We're gonna do a video episode one of these days.
That'd be cute.
And maybe we'll make it, like, a 5-minute thing. Like, one topic. Mm-hmm. So we can post it on Instagram.
Be quick.
Yeah, be quick. Anyway, good night. I love you. And if you're listening to this, we're probably going to end up having sex eventually.
Okay. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
You're.
That's I'm going to get canceled.
Happy holidays.
Good night.